Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the forecast, of course, is very, very cloudy today as opposed to the beautiful clear blue skies we've seen for the past 2 days. But that said, the forecast is for heavy, heavy rainfall, and also looking at not only heavy, heavy rainfall for this weekend in Nebraska, the Dakotas, the southern half of Minnesota, and Iowa, the areas that have really caught it all along. There's a lot of areas, I guess, even outside that area, that group that I just talked about. But bottom line is the forecast is for heavy rains, 3-inch rains. So, and if they were any more, at this time the ground seems to be so saturated, an inch might be too much in some cases. But it's supposed to be a slow-moving system, and that means the potential is greater for heavier rain. You get that, and yes, we've got the ponded areas, and while the USDA may account for every year have a fudge factor for ponded out areas, or ponded out, I should say, not pounded. Well, you feel like you're pounded, but anyway, the bottom line is I think that we have to keep in mind you get these drowned-out spots, and that accounts for some loss. But it's not just the drowned out spots. It's that moisture that leaches out in a wide area around those ponds that also reduces yields. And so too much rain or too much of a good thing certainly is not good for corn. And if we continue to catch these rains, the roots don't have to go down. They don't have to search for moisture. And that's a concern, because then once we move well into July, the potential for a hot, dry spell starts to open up. And if we see a turn in this weather pattern, which could certainly happen to a hot and dry, and there's not very many calling for that, but I do have some sources that are, and if we turn to a hot, dry spell in July and August, I want to tell you that corn market's not going south. It's going north, and it will do it in a very quick fashion. Still, you know, let's see what happens here. I think that the market's trying to put a low in. I thought it was putting a low in yesterday. And so we'll see what happens. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.